the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, merciful Father, I abhor a miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death, of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord, when I cry with my voice, thou hast been my helper. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. The Lord is my light, he is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Amen.
And with thy spirit.
And let us pray. O God, who has prepared for them that love thee such good things as pass man's understanding, pour into our hearts such love toward you, that we, loving you above all things, may obtain thy promises, which exceed all that we can even desire. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who livest and reignest with thee, that with Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Our confessional reading this morning, as the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household, the Lord's Prayer, and together, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The conclusion, together. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. What is meant by the word amen? That I should be certain that these petitions are acceptable to our Father in heaven and are heard by him, and his promise to hear us. Amen. Amen. That is, yea, yea, it shall be so. So far. This morning's Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 16, verses 14 to 21. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be said, the Lord liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but the Lord liveth, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, from all the lands whither he had driven them. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. Behold, I will send for many fishers, saith the Lord, and they shall fish them. And after will I send many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and from every hill, and out of the holes of the rocks, for even mine eyes are upon all their ways, and they are not hid from my face, neither is their iniquity hid from mine eyes. And first I will recompense their iniquities and the sin double, because they have defiled my land, and they have filled mine inheritance with the carcasses of the detestable and the abominable things. O Lord, my strength and my fortress, my refuge in the days of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth, and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Shall a man make gods unto himself, and they are no gods? Therefore, behold, I will once cause them to know, I will cause them to know mine hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord. So far, the Old Testament. This morning's epistle, Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 39. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth that it is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for us or for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say of these things? Well, if God is for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yes, rather, is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. And who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So far. With the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. And it came to pass that, as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. And the fishermen were gone out of them, and they were washing their nets. And he came into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And then he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their nets began to break. And they beckoned to their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. When Peter saw this, he fell down at Jesus' knees and said, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fish which they had taken. And so was James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And then Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to the land, they forsook all and followed Jesus. So far, the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory, to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is, If God is for us, who can be against us? And it's based upon our epistle reading. And I would like to read one section one more time. What shall we then say of these things? Well, if God is for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So far, please be seated. It's late at night. Everyone else is asleep. You're awake. Very restless. You finished all of your prayers. As a matter of fact, you repeated several of them once again. You have thanked God for the many blessings that you have received from Him. You also placed before God your concern. You've been taught to cast all of your cares upon God, and that's what you've done, but you're still restless. No matter how hard you try to sleep, you can't. A dear friend has just found out about a serious health problem. A couple close to you are having marital problems. There is a disagreement in the family that could cause a division. You hope not. There's a dear friend who has fallen away from the church, is living in a willful sin. And you begin to think, Lord, it just seems endless. There are so many people, so many problems, so many decisions. I don't even know how I can express myself. It's also frustrating. It seems as if I just keep saying the same list over and over again. And the list gets longer, longer. I don't even know exactly what I should be praying for. And the restless night continues. Did you ever have a night like that? I think we all have. Well, 2,000 years ago, the Apostle Paul wrote this letter to the Christians at Rome. Paul faced many of the same problems that we face today. He knew that God's people were also facing decisions, afflictions, problems, and weakness. This morning, we're going to take a close look at the comfort that God offers each and every one of us. We are reminded that even though there will be suffering on this earth, we have hope, the assurance that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And nothing, I repeat, nothing will be able to separate us from that love. For we are adopted sons and daughters of God, and He has called us to be His children. God knows that we will have those occasions when we are frustrated, when we are restless, and so he says, likewise the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. The Holy Spirit helps us with this weakness that all of us have, whether we admit it or not. That's why God sent His Son into this world. Because we were weakened by sin, that's why the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that's why our Lord is seen so often in prayer. That's why in our human weakness, we are taught to look to the divine help through prayer, addressing Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We are told in verse 26, likewise the Spirit also helps in our infirmities. Now, there are many Greek words that mean to help. But it's interesting to note that this particular word is used only twice in the entire New Testament. The Greek word is sunatai lamabathanai. It means to jointly help. To jointly help. It's not the type of helping that is associated with doing a favor for someone. It doesn't mean taking someone else's place or filling in for another. It specifically means to share the duty with another. To jointly help. To work together, the Holy Spirit works with us. And by the way, the other place where this word is found is when Martha asked Mary to help with the work, to share in the serving with when Jesus made His visit. So likewise, the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. It's a joint help, a joint effort. We are not alone when it comes to trying to survive troubles. We know from Scripture that God will never leave us, He will never forsake us, and He will always be with us. Because in Him we live, we move, we have our being. Have you ever felt that God was a distance? Who was it that moved? God didn't move. We are the ones who did the moving. He is always there with help. He is always there with the strength when we are weak. Don't ever forget that. God will never forsake you. No matter how much trouble you're in, no matter how many sins you've committed, God will always be there. He will never forsake you. Because when he is, if he ever would, that would be hell. The specific example that Paul gives is prayer. And as he readily admits, we do not know how to pray like we should. And this is not uncommon. Jeremiah himself prayed, "Behold, Lord, I am in distress. I don't even know what to say." And throughout the ages, God's people have experienced the same thing. These are feelings that can't be uttered in any language. Silent sounds heard only by Almighty God. When God searches the heart of his children, he discovers that the sighs and the frustrations of his children come from an inability to put those thoughts into prayers, into words. And although there may be no verbal activity on our part, those signs and those frustrations are understood and answered by Almighty God himself, because the Spirit intercedes for us. He puts those frustrations behind us. He knows that God will understand. Didn't Jesus say, "Your Heavenly Father knows of the things that you need even before you ask"? When God searches the heart of his children, he discovers the sighs and the frustrations from an inability to put those prayers into words. We've all been there. And although there may be no verbal activity on our part, those signs and those frustrations are understood, and they are answered by Almighty God, because the Spirit intercedes for us. Didn't Jesus say, "Your Heavenly Father knows these things even before you ask"? Luther said, "It is a good thing to let prayer be the first business of the morning and the last business at night. Remember, God is able to do more than we could ever ask. To him be glory now and forever. Amen."
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
for our communicants, but first, I'm sure there's a personal prayer that you would like to extend to the throne of grace. Let's take a moment for that. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all the places at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna, and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. For the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. Truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost, our one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity of substance of majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
heaven and earth are full of thy glory.
Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." Peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Amen.
take a drink. This is the true blood.
Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
keep you in the grace and protection. May the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost come in. The Lord bless you and keep you in His grace and protection. May the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith, for the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace.
soul, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of your mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.